like we were that first meeting when we came. Remember that? You know, the only difference is we're seated differently. We were in a nice big circle. There was none of these things here. This is good, though. But I only have a small comment. I can't help but I love these parables, Brother George. And, you know, this one part here in verse 7, we kind of skipped over it. But if you don't mind taking another look, we should be asking questions when we read the word.
Yes.
Lord, what did you mean, the king is wroth? And who are these armies that are being sent out? Who are these murderers? And what are their cities that are being destroyed? Have you ever... Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to hold that thing? Okay. You know, I remember looking this up a few years ago, and I remember in my Bible I have a big circle around this word armies, and I remember looking that word up. I'm thinking, Lord, who are these armies? Because we're not organizing crusades anymore, you know, to go over to Turkey or wherever, to Holy Land or whatever. This isn't the kind of armies that we're doing. And I remember I looked it up in two or three places, and I don't remember where it was, but one of the definitions of armies was the apostolate. Do you understand what that word means? It means the apostle, not only the apostles, but it means the apostolic message. And the apostolic message, if I'm taking that right, is the equivalent of an army of God. Do you understand? Are you hearing? Do you have your earring on or whatever? Because what we're doing now is we are functioning as an army of God. And this army is there's two sides of this thing that the army is doing. If you're caught on the wrong side of this, okay, the side where the king is wroth, angry. These are old English words, but we understand what they mean. Amen. The king did not like being put off. A king has, how do we say, I hate to use the word habit. He's used to getting what he asked for. Am I right? And I think that we should regard, brethren, the king of the universe.
Amen.
He should be regarded as a king who gets what he asks for.
Yes.
Of his servants. What I mean, we are his servants. And so he's going out to destroy those murderers. You see, one of the responses of the people, there were different responses. The one response was they just plain ignored it. They made light of it. You can say, well, that was perhaps the most gentle response, but it evoked, this message didn't just pass over the heads of some of them, you know, but there were some of them that got very angry at that message. And they said, it is destroying our old system, and we're going to kill these messengers. And you know, there's a lot of death going out, even in the natural, in this hour. Christians, amen. And they're not necessarily abrasive Christians that are being killed. Abrasive in the word that they're bringing, just the very fact that they represent the king. Amen. But he says that this army is also going to burn up their city. Now, when we're talking about cities, and I'll only be a second here, what we are talking, we are part of a city, are we not? We are what city?
Zion.
City of Zion. City of the living God.
Amen.
But you know what? They've got a city too. In fact, he says they have cities, which they have their systems. And the promise of God, this is not only an apostolic message, But this is a prophetic message.
Mm.
And this prophetic message says that if you take this apostolic message out, you are going to be involved in destroying the strongholds of the devil.
Mm.
Amen. George, you were not wrong. The devil did join the church. I remember Brother DeSeal saying that he went after them to murder them. Apparently that was not 100% successful. So he decided he was going to join the church. Now he hasn't given up trying to kill them either. But he's using other tactics as well. He's joining the church and he's also trying to murder the people of the church.
Mm.
So their empires, amen, the walls are coming down,
amen,
as we sing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I like that song.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry, that was all I wanted to point out.
Amen.